We Didn't Mean To, Honest, by Robert Swindles. Read by Andy Crane. Chapter 1. Fill in Froglet Pond. The Denton girls looked glum as they left their parents' farm and took the path into Weeping Wood. Gillow was 9 and Titch was 7, and they were both angry and upset. "It shouldn't be allowed," snapped Titch. "Nobody's got the right to fill in Froglet Pond." Her sister pulled a face. "Mr. Kilchaffinch has," she said. "It's on his land." Reuben Kilchaffinch was their closest neighbour, a sour old farmer who disliked children and seldom spoke to anyone in Lenton. "But why can't he turn the old barn into a house without filling in the pond?" Gillow shrugged. "I don't know, Titch. I suppose he could if he wanted to, but you know what he's like. He's always hated kids visiting the pond. I suppose he wants to make sure we all stay away when the house is ready and his miserable son moves in with Prunella, or whatever they call her. Well, I hope the place falls down on them, that's all," spat Titch. When the two girls reached the clearing where the caravan stood, they found Mickey sitting on the step with his breakfast, while Raider ate his at the table. Raider was Mickey's dog, but he liked to pretend to be human. "Hi, girls," cried Mickey. "Why the long faces? It's the holidays, for goodness sake." "Your face'll be long," Titch told him, "when you hear what's happening." They told him about Reuben Kilchaffinch and Froglet Pond. When they'd finished, he sighed. "It's bad, all right," he said. "Those poor frogs. Where will they spawn when Froglet Pond's filled in?" "And the sticklebacks," reminded Titch. "And the water beetles, what about them?" "Yeah, and don't forget the dragonflies," put in Gillow. Mickey nodded thoughtfully. "They're all going to die," he murmured. "Unless..." Titch glanced at him. "Unless what?" Before Mickey could answer, there was a warning yap from Raider, and a boy appeared from under the trees. "Shut up, Raider," growled Mickey. "It's only Shaz," he waved. "Hi, Shaz." Shaz approached, grinning. "What are we doing today, then?" "It's funny you should ask that," said Mickey.